15. Thomas Alva Edison. Thomas Alva Edison was one of 8 children. He was born in America in 1847, and he was interested in science at an early age. When he was 12, he began to sell newspapers. He traveled on American trains and printed his newspapers on them. He began to make experiments on the trains too, and he had a lot of instruments and chemicals on them. The railway line was not very good, and one day a train suddenly shook badly on a curve. Edison had a piece of phosphorus among his chemicals. Everything in the train was shaken, and the phosphorus fell on the floor. It began to burn, as phosphorus often does. The train was soon burning also, and Edison was blamed for everything. He had to leave the train, and all his instruments and newspapers had to go with him. After that, he did not print any more newspapers on trains. Perhaps the story that follows explains the next part of his life. One day he was talking to a friend, Jim McKenzie, who was a telegraph operator. During the conversation, Edison looked up and saw a small boy on the railway line. The boy was McKenzie's son, and a train was coming. Edison rushed on the line in front of the train. He dragged himself and the boy away before the train reached them. He had saved the boy's life, and McKenzie wanted to thank him properly. But McKenzie was not a rich man, so to show his feelings, he taught Edison the use of the telegraph instruments. After that, Edison worked as a telegraph operator. He worked at night. During the day, he read books and made experiments. The result was that he was very tired. Sometimes he slept at night, and so the other operators got angry. When they sent a message, Edison did not answer. He was asleep. They soon found a way to keep him awake. They told him to telegraph the letter A every hour, and in order to do this, he had to stay awake. Edison did not like this at all. He was still tired. So he invented a new instrument which sent the letter A every hour. It never, never failed. Instruments are not like people who forget, so the other operators received the letter every hour. They could not believe that Edison was such a wonderful man. One night, they went quietly to his room and looked in. He was sleeping deeply, and his instrument was sending the letter A. Edison continued his experiments in New York, but he had not got much money. He invented another instrument. This one printed the messages which the telegraph received. There was by chance a rich man there who was studying the electric telegraph. As soon as he saw the new instrument, he bought it for about £8,000. With this money, Edison was able to get some other scientists to help him. His father also built a big house for him at Menlo Park, and in that house Edison invented a lot of different things. One of these was a talking machine. We call it a record player. Our modern record player is better than the old one, of course, but Edison's machine was the first of its kind in the world. We use flat records like discs, but this early machine used cylinders. Edison was a very happy man when he heard his own voice. It came badly from the new instrument. Many men who heard it did not believe it. They believed that Edison had hidden a man there and that the hidden man was saying the words.